Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Monday, November 3rd, 7:31 Central Time. Joining me by phone this morning, the Reverend Charlie Henriksen, representing Brothers of John the Steadfast, filling in for Pastor Scheer this morning. Good morning, Pastor Henriksen. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Andy. I'm doing well. I'm home recovering from a little knee surgery I had last Thursday, but that's going well, and I'll see the doctor tomorrow.
Well, I'm glad you're on the mend. Thanks be to God for that, and good that things are going well for you. What do you have for us this week at Brothers of John the Steadfast?
Well, the big news that came out over the past week from Brothers of John the Steadfast is the announcement of our big conference, our annual conference coming up in February. If you go to steadfastlutherans.org, which is the website of Brothers of John the Steadfast, you'll see somewhere on the screen a little logo with the image of John the Steadfast, and in a green box it will say, "When Heterodoxy Hits Home." When Heterodoxy Hits Home, National Conference, February 20 and 21, 2015. And it lists the speakers there. Now, this is about, I think this is maybe the sixth conference that Brothers of John the Steadfast has had, a national conference. I was at the first one back in 2009. I've been to several of these, and I think there was one year when there wasn't one. So, but this is another one in a series of national conferences that Brothers of John the Steadfast hosts, in which some of our writers speak, and it's a great opportunity for people to get together. There is information. It is uplifting and edifying spiritually, and it's also a whole lot of fun for the people to get together. Pastor Tim Rossow, the chief editor of Brothers of John the Steadfast, is the host for this, or I should say his congregation is, Bethany in Naperville, Illinois. And besides the outstanding speakers, there's just a lot of fun. They have great meals. Their congregation does a great job in hosting this. So we're looking forward to this national conference, February 20 and 21. That's a Friday and a Saturday. And it starts at 3:30 in the afternoon. This is a suburb, Naperville is, just on the southwest edge of Chicago. And so it's pretty easy to get to. It's a wonderful little town, Naperville. And there are some events, many of the events are at the church, and then some of them, some of the parties on Friday evening are at people's homes and various locations in the area.
I want to say, and there will be an opportunity for prayer services for worship at this conference and at Bethany Lutheran Church in Naperville. And I did have the privilege when I served in Northern Illinois to visit Bethany Lutheran Church one time. And I have to say, the thing that stands out most about that sanctuary is the baptismal font, don't you think?
It really is. I mean, they've got like a flowing water for the leading into the font, and there's sort of a bridge from the nave into the chancel. I think it was the first conference. I was the preacher at one of the services, and so it was interesting to be up there in the chancel. It's a beautiful sanctuary. Let me tell you a little bit about the speakers who will be speaking at this conference, many of whom, or I think all of them, have written for Brothers of John the Steadfast. They are a number of pastors. Some of these names you'll probably recognize. Larry Bean, B-E-A-N-E, Hans Feeney, who I think does the Lutheran Satire site, very clever young man, Clint Poppy, a very good pastor, faithful man out in Lincoln, Nebraska that I know, Todd Wilkin, a name I think everybody here knows, host of Issues, Etc., and Brian Wolfmiller, a pastor, I believe he's out in Colorado. And he spoke at the National Worship Conference out in Seward this past summer. So Larry Bean, Hans Feeney, Clint Poppy, Todd Wilkin, Brian Wolfmiller will be the main speakers. The banquet speaker will be Pastor Tim Rossow, the pastor there at Bethany in Naperville. And I think a number of the other bloggers and writers for Steadfast Lutherans will be there as well. I hope to get there if I can make it, if I can work it in.
Well, very good. Very good. A conference.
Let me just say a word about the topic.
Sure.
This title, When Heterodoxy Hits Home. Now, they haven't announced yet the specific talks by each speaker, but this title, When Heterodoxy Hits Home. Heterodoxy is a term that means different teaching or other teaching, teaching other than what God's Word teaches. So I can deduce from this title that a running theme will be, how do we handle that when false teaching or different teaching tries to creep into the church, when heterodoxy hits home? So that'll be the theme that's always a perennial interest for the church, because we are always to contend for the faith once delivered to the saints.
Very good. So that conference is coming up February 20th and 21st at Bethany Lutheran Church in Naperville, Illinois. And more information is available for that on the Brothers of John the Steadfast website, steadfastlutherans.org.
Yes, the prices that they've set are very reasonable. Like for an individual, $65. For a husband and wife together, for both of them, $100. And then there's a rate for students at $45. So it is very doable, and it runs from Friday afternoon, February 20th at 3:30, to Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock.
Very good. Other articles on steadfastlutherans.org you'd like to point us to today?
Sure. There's two others I could point you to. One is an article by Pastor Daniel Hinton called On the Dangers of Contextualization. On the Dangers of Contextualization. This was posted on October 30th. And this term contextualization, you'll hear this buzzword a lot, and talks about sort of meeting people in our culture in ways they can receive. In other words, how does the church adapt to its context in presenting the Word of God to people? And Pastor Hinton talks about in the first part of the article why that can be a good thing. There are ways in which we can adapt our communication. For example, even like when Luther wrote translated the Bible into German, something like that, or put the Mass into German. So some of that is very good. And so Pastor Hinton says sometimes contextualization is great. But he also goes on to say there are times when we could look so much like our surroundings that we are indistinguishable from them. And he says, this is how contextualization can go wrong in the church. And he says, it must never be forgotten that the church has a message that this dying world largely doesn't want to hear. The church has a culture which stands apart from and is set apart from the cultures around us. From time to time, you must be intentionally set against your own culture and context for the sake of the gospel. Here lies the danger of contextualization. It can become a ready excuse not to do the hard work of confessing the faith and speaking the truth of God's word to sinners who don't want to hear it. So I thought that was a helpful caution on this matter of contextualization.
Thanks, and there are other articles to check out on steadfastlutherans.org this week. Any others you want to point us to before we wrap up our time together?
One more. Now, normally, I post every sermon of mine on Brothers of John the Steadfast, and a lot of people appreciate that. So there are a couple of writers for Brothers of John the Steadfast who do post their sermons, and so I'm one of them, and then also Pastor Tony Sikora from Michigan every week posts his sermons. And so he has his sermon from yesterday, which was All Saints Day, and it's titled Gazing Beyond the Grave. Gazing Beyond the Grave. I'm just going to read the last paragraph here. Therefore, beloved, cast your eyes to the revelation. See with your heart what the apostle sees. Gaze upon the faithful who have gone before you, friends and family, brothers and sisters in Christ, apostles, prophets and martyrs, kings and peasants, young and old, marching together, myriads upon myriads, marching as a mighty people, a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a people holy unto the Lord, a people for his own possession, a people praising the excellencies of their Lord. Look, beloved, they have palm branches in their hands. Their garments are white and radiant. Though they died, they live. And then the last line, and the great Te Deum rings out, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. Do you see it? This is life beyond the grave. Amen. And so that was the sermon for All Saints Day.
Amen. It was a beautiful day for All Saints Day here in the St. Louis area on Saturday. We actually had a funeral at our congregation. I suppose that was timely to remember and give thanks to God for one of the saints of our congregation who now is in the arms of Jesus. It was a great sermon preached, and a funeral on All Saints Day. It was just how timely the text was already for the day. It was very fitting for that day. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes. Yes. And at the other end of the spectrum, my daughter, who turned 19 this last week, back in 1995, All Saints Day observed fell on a Sunday, the first Sunday in November. And so she was born the Sunday before on Reformation Sunday, and she was baptized on All Saints Sunday and being clothed in white. So there's a real strong baptismal connection there. They made their robes white in the blood of the Lamb.
Amen. Well, thank you, Pastor Henriksen. Good to hear from you and get an update from Brothers of John the Steadfast. You can find out more, listeners, at steadfastlutherans.org. You can find these articles and others. Go check it out, steadfastlutherans.org. Thanks, Pastor Henriksen. We'll talk to you again in the near future. I'm sure we'll see you around the studios here soon, too.
Thank you, Andy.
Coming up in just a little bit, we'll check in with Dr. Bob Weiss from Concordia Seminary. Stick around for more of his time right after this break on listener-supported worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.